How would you describe these wild hogs' personalities or the way that they are compared to regular pigs?
I was telling you, I have the fair pigs immediately next door, and you can see the wild pigs. The fair pigs are sleeping, they're relaxing in the mud, and the wild pigs are climbing on top of each other trying to get out. So it's just they've got a much stronger survival instinct. They're always on the move, always looking for an advantage. They're real wild animals. They don't enjoy the pen, I'll tell you that much.
What does it take to maintain them? Is it different to maintain them compared to the other pigs?
Yes, they do terribly in captivity. So these animals are here on this property for less than 5 days before they're processed. They're fed mash from Fat Point Brewery in Punta Gorda while they're here. That helps maintain their body weight. They do not like captivity, and we try to get them out of here as fast as possible.
What have you learned since being a part of this industry?
Well, I've gained a lot of respect for the wild pig, which I never thought I would say, but these animals are real survivors. I mean, they're everywhere, every climate. They've been through the Ice Age. They came from Europe. They've thrived here in the United States, and you just can't hold them down. I mean, the harvest numbers in Texas in particular, where we've done some study, are so huge that the overall aggregate number of pigs doesn't shrink. It continues to grow. No matter how many animals they harvest, the pig population continues to grow. I just have a tremendous amount of respect for their survivability. They're really neat animals.
How do they look? So we're kind of talking into a microphone so people can't really see. How would you describe a wild hog?
Wild hog is long-snouted. If you compare it to the pink domestic pigs, they have a much longer spine. In Arkansas, you know, they're known as a razorback. They also have wiry hair, and it tends to stand on the top of their back when they feel like they're in danger. A lot taller. They look a lot leaner. They are far leaner than a domestic pig. Just a little bit more of an athletic animal, in my opinion.
And what's it like to process them? I know, because you're saying it's different, they're leaner, so I'm sure that the process is different, right?
The process is different. The hair is a challenge. It's very wiry. The animals yield far less than a domestic pig, and it's far less fatty. So the per animal take is less. So that's all factored into the pricing.